Ah, there you go. Why is it that the people we love the most, we end up literally wanting to strangle them?
Whoa. What's going on in your life,
family,
Lexi?
Friends. I continuously see that on social media, the Kardashian sisters are so damn cruel to each other. They're cursing at each other. They're putting each other down. It just made me think of all the fights that escalate with your family members.
That seems pretty minor to the fights me and my sister used to have. I mean, we used to like grab each other by the top of our scalp, the hair, and pull and pull and pull, and neither of us would let go because we just didn't want to be the one to give in, and we would get down to the ground, all the way to the ground, all the way. And my dad used to come and try and break us up. Then he got to one point, he's like, you know what, I don't care, just kill each other, I'm so tired of trying to break this up, you guys figure it out. And then we got to the point where we both feel like around, we're like, all right, somebody's gotta let go because this is gonna end. But then like my brother and my sister, they would use, I guess you can consider them weapons. They would grab brushes or anything that was nearby, and they'd like beat each other. And I would just stand there as the middle child and just start sobbing, like, "Please stop fighting!" You know. So that's pretty weak to me.
But when you fight, did you ever say things that made them feel beneath themselves, like their physical features, or I don't know, things that just make you feel like shit?
Me and my sister always joke around like that, so we say things like, all the time, we just jab at each other. Like, we call each other trolls all the time. Oh, like, we're really,
really
bad to
wow.
each other. But there does come a point where we're not kidding anymore, and it starts to get serious. And that's when we know, like, all right, we got to take a step back from each other. That's in our older age. Younger, forget it. We were, yeah.
You went for the kill.
And I'm the baby, so I have a brother and a sister, and they kind of bonded and would team up together on me. I was used to that, but I fight back.
I think we all have the same sibling ratio.
We
two
do.
Girls, one boy, right?
Oh my gosh, is that true?
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Never stopped to think about that. But it's in different orders, right? So I'm a middle child. Lexi, you're...
I'm the youngest.
And Christina,
and youngest,
you said you're
too.
The youngest. I think the thing, too, is with family, you know that one thing that's just going to really just... zing them.
You
really
know
good.
What buttons to push.
Yeah. Like, I think I said to my sister one time, I hurt her feelings when she was planning my baby shower, and there was this Italian place. It's mostly pizza. And I was in just like a bad mood. I was like, I don't want my baby shower at a fucking pizza place. And I didn't think about it. And I think I was at the doctor's or something. I was under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for some reason, she would not let go for like months. And every time I call, and I'd be like, hey, do you need help with the shower? No. I mean, because we're going to do it at a fucking pizza place. You know, it was one of those mm-hmm. things where she was doing something so thoughtful for me and so nice. And I was taking it and trashing it because it was a pizza place. Like, who am I? You know, but you just sometimes with family, you just, I knew it was going to piss her off. You yeah. never did that, Lexi?
Oh, no. My brother and I go at it till this day. My sister and I will bicker, but we never really fight. We never really got to the point where it was screaming and yelling and cursing. But my brother and I, forget it. You name it. Till this day, I think we just got into a fight yesterday. Like, it's just, and my parents will step in for that one because it gets mean. It just gets mean. And just like you said, we know what to say to push each other's buttons.
It's funny how, like, we grow up and we move out because, you know, I'm 25, so I'm getting to the point where I feel like if I stay home with my sister, who's 27, and we live together for a couple more years, we're going to end up killing each other. Like, you just get to a point where you're like, you got to get out of the house. You have to get away from, you know, you love all these people who you've been with your whole life, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, but you get to a point where you're like, God, I need to breathe. Like, I need, yeah. you know...
You need your own space.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about family is, I always think about it this way. If we treated people outside of our family, like in the workplace or in our friendships, the way we treated family, told them what we really thought about them, but then made up the way family does, I feel like the world would be so different. Because although you can say the shittiest stuff to your sister, you know, it, deep in your heart, it's family, it's blood. You would do anything for them. Imagine we did that in our everyday life.
Such a different world we'd be in.
Right? Imagine you walking up to somebody in the street and be like, you know, you're being an asshole today. And then 5 minutes later, like, hugging it out.
Me and Lexi are all of us just pulling each other's hair. Like, yeah. You pissed me off today.
And it's so like different.
With girls, or women, I should say, it's so different. Like, guys don't fight like the way we do. We fight and then we hold a grudge
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Like your sister. She goes, why would you want it at a pizza?
Yeah, and you never let it go, you know? And then the worst when your mom gets involved, too, you know? forget it.
Oh, my gosh.
Or if you're one of, like, so my mom's oldest of eight. There's four girls and four boys. Eight children.
Oh, my God.
And the problem with them is when one sister talks to one sister, they talk about the other two. And then vice versa whenever they talk to each other. And sometimes I'm like, geez, you guys are giving me a headache. Like, just, and then when they're all in one room, they're fine. They're not saying anything bad.
Course.
I'm like, you little sneaky little devils.
I feel like if you're a family of eight, you definitely have, with friends, you have your closest friend and then your semi-closest friend and then your best friend. I feel like a family of eight is probably like that, too.
Oh, yeah. They break away into, like, little groups and stuff like that.
I mean, eight people is like an army. It's more
crazy
than a basketball team.
Yeah. But there's nothing like sisterhood, right?
Mm-mm. I guess. I don't know. I feel me and my sister, we've gotten to, like, a rough patch recently where we didn't talk for, like, a couple of weeks. We just got into a blowout
fight. Wait, hold the phone, Christina. You guys live together, though, right?
Yes.
How did you not talk for a couple weeks?
We
walk
just
by
don't
each other?
Say hello. We don't.
Wow.
Like I made dinner one time. She wouldn't touch it. It was to that point.
That's passive aggressive.
All right, Kardashians.
Yeah.
But I think we had a family party or something, so we were forced to pretend that we were getting along to the point where we actually started getting along because we had to drive somewhere together, and it's just like...
So there was never a sit-down like, hey, I'm sorry. It was just one of those things you were forced into getting along again.
Not so much forced. It was like, all right, like, it's just like, it's a lot to not get along. It's a lot of effort to not acknowledge each other when your room is across the hall from me and we share the same bathroom, the same kitchen, the same dog. Like, you know,
that's it. Listen, the dog is a big
dog. It's just staying over here.
But do your parents step in, or have they ever stepped in?
Yeah, but that's when, like, see, I don't like that because I think my mom has tried to step in before and I felt like she was choosing sides. Mm. And I think that's not cool. So when it comes to that, we try to keep it between us because it's also always about things that maybe we don't want mom to find out about, you know?
Oh.
So we try to keep it to ourselves, but when it gets heated, of course we drag mom into it. She's like the ref. She's right in between us. She's like, you're going to sit here and talk this out.
You got like an old school Italian mama.
Oh, I do.
She's the best.
She makes bourbon meatballs.
Bourbon meatballs and tequila meatballs and everything else.
She's a cutie.
But now, Annie, you don't live with either of your siblings. So is it different when you all live in the same house and then when you all move out, you get along more since you're not down each other's throats every day?
Well, me and my sister shared a room for, 18 years. And I wanted to follow around and be just like her. You know, I thought she was like my, a star in my eyes and stuff like that. But then when you grow up and now that we have our own kids, now we're best of friends. We FaceTime several times a day. Although we don't last a whole day, though, without getting into some kind of a fight. That's the running joke. But no, it's when you move out, it changes everything because then you realize, like, I'm out in the world on my own. I need my sister.
Yeah.
And then I call her for everything, And I love that. I love when it changes when you're older.
I don't know. So my brother recently last year, he got married last August. So without him in the house, there's definitely less fights. But I haven't, we feel like I barely, like, I don't know if I can't even say this, that I liked it better when he lived at home because he tortured me. But I don't see him as much. I don't talk to him as much. Like, we don't catch up. If I pulled up my text messages right now, the last text must have been from, like, May saying, like, happy birthday or June, happy birthday. But
boys are different, though. Like, me and my brother are the same way. Like, we text, we FaceTime here and there, but we're not like me and my sister. Like, Like, boys, it's different.
See, that's why I keep saying I think it's time, me and my sister kind of went our separate ways because maybe that would bring us closer.
Yes. Because boys, it's easy. Like, with my brother, it's always been, like, we used to build forts together. We never fought, like, ever. I mean, the only thing we ever fought about is he said, he'd call my name 20 times. So I finally acknowledged him.
Yeah.
Because, I have ADHD real bad. Like, Emory, you'd yell because, they're boys and they were little. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're so easy to get along with. I think it's his sisters.
Oh,
girl.
Man.
Really?
You live in a different household.
Wow.
Oh, my brother used to torture us. He would spray cologne on us. So they're in the summer.
Wait, hold on a second, Christina. Is your brother the oldest?
He is. He's 29.
My brother's the youngest.
Yeah.
My brother's younger than me. So he's more like the baby. Yeah. So that's
that must be different.
Oh my God. So I'm protective over him. I stopped a fight one time because some guy was starting with him and I took my arm and I shoved my brother out of the way and I go, yo, you got a problem? And then the guy was like, oh, he's all drunk and walked away. And my brother goes, are you kidding me? Don't ever do that again. I was like, what?
Is that
He goes, you just made me look like the biggest you-know-what. And I was like, I'm trying to look out for you. Like, because I would do anything for him because he's
See,
younger.
But when it comes to siblings with other people, I'll always have their back.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
My sister, I can't wait. I can't stand her. Yeah. Oh, but if anybody messes with
her. Don't fuck with her. Oh, well, we should take a shot for our siblings.
Well, what are we drinking today?
Ooh, let's do some rum. We got some rum over here.
I got some tequila.
You got tequila? Let's do it.
Jen. We're using paper cups just in case you can't.
It's like the most bootleg way of taking shots.
Bam.
Ooh, baby.